And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know when you go to the UK, you go to London.
Yes. Been there, done that.
Have you? Barely mentioned on the show or post about it on social media. Did you go to like Buckingham Palace?
Yes. To the outside of it.
And did you take a photo with the guys with the fluffy hats?
Yes.
Right.
I think so.
What about the horses?
Yeah, of course.
Got a photo with the horses?
I got a photo of them, not near them. I want to respect their space.
Well, it's funny you should say that because video footage has come out and it showed the moment, two moments in fact, a Kingsguard horse has bit two women.
What did the women do? That's
what I separate. Exactly. That's why I said your mate. Your mate's done a go. I knew you would take this. What have they done to the horse?
Yeah.
Well, viewers online have blamed the tourists involved for one obvious reason. While posing for a photo outside the Household Cavalry Museum at the Horse Guards Parade near Buckingham Palace, London.
Yes, been there.
A woman got the fright of her life when the horse behind her grabbed her ponytail in its mouth. So she's like shuffled over to it. And you should see the guy sitting on the horse. He loves it.
Oh, he's having a time.
Hilarious. She was pulled backwards by the force before the horse let go and she was able to scramble away.
Oh, no.
Then in a carbon copy incident, the video cuts to a young woman again with her back to the same horse and again the victim of the animal lashing out. No. Anyway, she freaks out because it bites her hair too.
So it was both a ponytail incident. Maybe they're just not into the high pony, you know? Maybe that's it.
Maybe
it's a fashion-conscious horse.
Yeah, that's right.
Sort
yourself out, woman.
Did they?
Oh, you're grumpy today, Reginald, said the red guy sitting on the horse. You're a grumpy one today, Reginald. Stop biting the people.
I want to watch this show. It sounds like a show on ABC.
Fat controller.
What? Oh.
Thomas and Friends.
Yeah.
Mate, I can sing that song.
Please don't. Did they get a photo of, because I've been in a situation before, we were all taking a group photo, and this is one of those photos that always makes its way to the front of the page when it's my birthday. Mm. We're all taking a group photo, and then someone's pulled my ponytail, and everyone else is smiling, and I'm going, ah! in the background.
Amazing.
And it's horrible. I look like I'm possessed by a demon.
Yeah. Well, everybody's saying, look, you guys, I mean, it probably sucks that it happened to you, but there is the horse is standing literally next to a huge sign that says, beware, horses may kick or bite. Thank you.
Also, imagine them, and you know that people are probably going to use flashes every now and again. Mm. This poor horse is just doing its thing, standing there. Reginald is the horse's name.
Well, I'm going with the Reginald. Oh, you're a grumpy one today, Reginald.
Yeah.
Leave those poor women alone.
I'd be grumpy too. Standing there all day, nothing to watch, no Netflix to flick through.
Yeah.
Where's me hay bale? You promised me a hay bale. I will bite seven more ponies. Ponytails, unless you get me a hay bale
now. Apple. I want an apple. I'm horrified of horses for that reason.
Are you really? Horses are beautiful.
I don't want to be near the front end or the back end.
Have you thought about the mid?
I'll sit on a horse. But I just don't want to get to that point.
Mm, when the horse sits on you, that's a bit of fun too.
If you can lower me down onto the back of a horse from a height.
Yeah, okay.
Then that would be fine. Walk around the horse.
No, the horse will walk around with you. If you jump on them and they've got no idea that you're coming, they'll be fine with that.
Have you ever been bitten by a horse?
I've bitten a horse.
What?
No, I never have. No. I used to go horse riding with my sister.
Yeah.
She got bit by a horse.
Yeah, right.
And they were like, okay, you need to kick the horse. You need to whip the horse to get it to go. And I'm like, no.
No.
I'm not doing that.
I will whisper in its ear and if it doesn't respond, that's its choice.
Yeah.
I would like to hear from anyone, actually, who's been bitten by a horse this morning. Is it as scary as it seems? Because, I've had friends that have had horses and they're like, keep your hand flat. And I'm like, I can't get it any flatter.
I know.
I can't get it any
so
flatter.
I feel like getting stood on by a horse is getting worse than being bit by a horse.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, both. Give us a call if you've ever been bitten by or stood on by a horse.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Good day to get out and ride the horse. Probably. We've got no idea.
Yeah.
I've got a horse friend.
Oh, mate, in Lara, I see him like up Elko Parkway all the time.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, my God, what a lot of effort to get the horse there and then run around for a bit. And
yeah, I know. It is a lot of effort.
It's like owning a boat.
Because one of my best mates has a horse and it's like, yeah. It's like a lot of effort, but they love it. Horse people, something else.
Hose it down, all that. Casper knows all about it. Casper from Cranbourne. Good morning, Casper.
How's it going, mate?
Yeah, good. What's going on in Cranbourne this morning, mate?
Not a lot. I'm just getting ready to start work, I guess.
Yeah, nice. Now tell us, what do you know about horses and have you ever been bitten by one?
I have most definitely been bitten by horses. Oh, I'm an ex-jockey, so I know a little bit about horses.
Sure.
One of the very first times I got bit, I was putting a rug on a horse. Now, I was told to tie him up, but I decided to take a shortcut, being a young fella.
Yeah.
And the horse bit me under my armpit. So I was wearing like four or five layers of clothes because it was the middle of winter, and it still pulled skin off through the layers of clothes.
And he knew
I still have a scar there today.
He knew the best place to go to. That is such... Like, when your siblings... I don't know if you've got siblings, Cass, but when you fight and you really want to pinch someone and make it really hurt, you get them right under that arm.
Yeah, the tuck-chop lady arm bit. Yeah. Oh, he got your ripper.
So you've been bitten. Have you been stood on?
Yes, definitely. That hurts as well, especially when they've got shiny new race plates on. Yes, that definitely hurts when they stand on and you're standing on concrete.
Which one's worse?
That really hurts.
The bite or the stand?
Nah, the bite for sure.
The bite. There you go. All right.
We know.
Casper, I have so many questions. I could talk to you all day. I have so many questions about the life and times of a jockey, but we can't. We have to move on. Thank you so much. We'll hook you up with a prize. Amazing.
Yeah, and the horse night. See how smart horses are.
Yeah.
People think, oh, no, just animals. No, they are so smart. They went for the for the sorest part on the body.
Get you in your touch-up lady arms, your little sensitive band-aid.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just quickly, I've got a story to tell you. But who do you think out of Loggy and I has the deeper voice?
You.
No, hang on a minute. I told you that this is my normal voice. Before radio, I have to be up here. I'm for general human, but this is where my normal voice is.
Sometimes your voice goes so high, only dogs listen to us on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes it goes so low, only your bowels listen. Like this.
Loggy is certain that her voice is lower.
Yeah, but if I spoke into the microphone like this, then it probably would.
That's exactly what you just did.
I'd still answer Tom.
Yes, sucker.
No, I want an official.
Nah, that's it. That was all we needed to know. We had an independent party come in and assess our voices. I've got the deeper voice,
no,
and it's okay.
Give me a chance.
Stay in your lane.
Your voice is like a delightful nightingale singing its song in the morning.
Seriously?
No, not really.
Oh.
You bought that. You got a big sea bass there.
Oh, no. I thought. Oh wow.
Yeah.
I will go high. I will go so high. But I can also...
Please tell us your story, Tommy, because I want to know about a friend of a friend of a friend.
How's this? So someone I know was in a group chat with people from other offices in their work. So like a Zoom sort of meeting.
Yeah.
And they're all like chatting away, and then some of them from another office that isn't in Geelong were laughing at one of the particular women, like, oh, you've had a day. And she's like, oh, have you heard, and so what had happened was she got to work that day.
Yeah.
And stop me if I've already told you, she was a bit itchy, like she's like, oh, something, yeah, it's itch sort of around the region, the sort of
boob area.
Okay.
Under.
Yeah, sort of, yeah, like, that's a little bit itchy. Anyway, I went about it, but it's like, I don't know, but itchy.
That happens a lot. I'm always scratching in there.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's why she probably didn't think it was anything unusual, except for the fact it was a bit annoying.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, doing a 9 to 5, and she's worked in the office with other people around her from sort of 9 until, you know, late morning, almost lunchtime. And then she's gone, no, look, I'm going to have to go and have a look at this. And she's gotten up and she's gone to the bathroom, and she's just sort of, you know, in front of the mirror, sort of had a bit of a look at what's going on there.
Yeah.
And a mouse jumped out.
Oh,
a real actual mouse jumped out of her bra.
This is someone that you know.
No, I don't know this person. I know someone.
But it's
someone
not
who...
someone like it's not a story on the internet. It's like an actual factual friend of a friend story.
Yeah, so someone I know works with.
No.
Out of her bra.
How?
Hilarious.
How could you have not like reacted earlier? It would be wiggling and moving.
Yeah.
And
surely. I don't buy it. No, surely. Wait. I need to know the size of the because it depends. It okay. depends. Sometimes when they're big, like I've got big ones. Like sometimes, you know, they, you know, you become desensitized to certain feelings.
Yeah, well, that's
they're
so.
Just,
so they're moving. They're in that direction. My okay, understanding. Right, I don't right. know. Again, I don't know. Yeah, but my understanding yeah. is that
there's certain folds.
You
know,
mistake a jiggle of them compared to a jiggle of a mouse.
No,
around.
I feel like sometimes the mouse may have been not as
conscious.
It was. Suffocated now. Do you know what I mean?
Put it this way.
Would have been tucked in.
If the mouse was in the middle, it wouldn't look like there were three sort of similar size lumps in the shirt. It would have been, this was yeah. quite hidden.
Yeah, it's not a total recall thing.
Sort of thing, no. Yeah. So, yeah, mouse. Oh, and
imagine the fright.
She screamed and the mouse has sort of run out into the office and everyone's seen it. And it was, and that's why everyone was sort of laughing about it. And it sort of slowly came out in this Zoom chat.
Oh, and, man. Oh. See, back in the day, she would have got a great nickname around the office, but we don't do that nowadays.
No, we don't.
No. Not out loud.
I'm not even sure I should have said it on the radio. What a story. Hey, check your bra before you put it on every morning, boys and girls.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
If you're driving in the car, don't do this. Wait until you get to your destination, then do it. Google... a baseball marriage proposal.
We had it on Insta stories yesterday and it got a lot of views because it's hectic.
It's outstanding. So at the LA Dodgers Arizona Diamondbacks game, a pitch invader, jumps onto the outfield, turns around about to propose to his girlfriend, down on one knee, he's got the ring in hand. And as should happen to all people attempting public marriage proposals, he gets obliterated by a security guard who nails him in a huge tackle. Ring goes flying. I did read they had to send a Diamondback staff or a Dodgers staff, someone, out onto the outfield to search for the ring later on.
Well, that rough. Security guard should have got a talking to, although you hate public proposals, so we're putting it out there. Public proposals. Just say no. Are you not into it?
Start a campaign.
Yes.
Let's go to Dave from Geelong West. Dave, what do you think about public marriage proposals?
Well, I don't know what mine was classed as. I was kind of in the public space, but we were, I don't know. So we went up to Melbourne for a dirty weekend.
Oh.
And after the dinner, I took her on them, you know, those horse and carts that travel around the joint up there.
Yeah.
Nice.
And sort of done it on the back of that while it was travelling around. But,
hang on, done
what? What about the proposal?
Sorry, Tom and I, same brain.
I thought I'd kill two birds one time.
Yeah, right. So go again. So where were you on one of the horse-drawn carts around the city?
The botanical gardens or the city?
Mm. Yeah, no, around the botanical gardens part there. But, yeah. I mean, there was people around, but, yeah. I mean, it wasn't...
But that
it wasn't sort of in their eye type of thing. I don't know, unless they were fixated on the horse and cart. I mean, after killing two birds with one stone.
Dave, I'm giving you the all clear here there. You're not asking. You're not basically stopping a crowd and getting everyone to turn around and look at you. No, that's completely fine. And a beautiful outdoor, whether it's a horse and carriage or beach or whatever it might be, or the lake at Dalesford, completely fine. It is different to put the pressure on the person you're asking by saying, hey, everybody look at us.
Here's an audience. Yeah.
Dave.
No, I agree. I'm against that.
Follow-up question. Did you stand up on the carriage and kneel down while the horse was moving, or did you just do it in a sitting formation?
No, I stood up and knelt down.
Good balance.
Good work,
great
Dave.
Balance.
All right, I don't need to know any of the logistics apart from that. You don't go into any more detail, thank you, because this is a family show.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.